This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 672. Where should Michelle visit in Japan? And how to ask a local for travel advice in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Michelle is going to Japan. Find out how to give her some recommendations. Plus, learn how to ask a local where you should go when you visit their country.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing pretty well here. I'm getting ready to celebrate the holidays, even though this episode's coming out in the middle of January.
Way after. So by this time, the holidays, unfortunately, will be long gone, but I hope that you do have a nice relaxing break, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Actually, usually I'm kind of relieved when the holidays are over. Just because,
oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah, there's a little bit of stress around it, and it's just like, oh God, I just want to get back to normal sometimes, you know?
I'm always like a little bit sad. Like, yeah. I don't know. I like the holiday season, and then it's just cold. Like, I wish all the holidays were like, you know, later on in the winter, or that I wish that the winter ended earlier. That's all.
I know, because at this point we move into the tough part of winter, like January, February, March is the hardest part of winter for me around here.
Oh, yeah.
Cause it's like still very cold. It's not spring. It's very much winter, but it's just so long. It's the longest month, one of the longest months. And it's just like, you're so tired of your winter coat, you know?
And yeah. I always feel like in my head, I'm like, oh, it's March, and March is like, it kind of has a spring feel to it. So I always think of March as like, I think of February as like winter. And then I think of March as like, oh, you know, we're getting towards the end, but it's really not. And even in May this past year, I remember it was cold.
Oh, no.
Anyway, let's not depress ourselves. But
the cool thing is, Michelle, you are getting out of this crazy place. You are going to Japan.
That is the cool thing. I am so excited. And I know, you know, we have a lot of listeners from Japan, and a lot of my students are from Japan. So hi to everyone. And
that's so cool. We are so excited for you.
Thank you. And Lindsay, you lived in Japan, so you probably have a lot of good advice for me, right?
Yeah, I lived in Japan for a couple years, and I have a lot of good advice for as an American person visiting Japan, and I bet our listeners have a ton of advice as locals who can tell you exactly where to go, not from a tourist perspective, but a local perspective.
How long did you live there for?
So I lived there for about a year and a half. That was back in 2005 to 2006, middle of 2006. Yeah. Mm.
And you were in Tokyo?
I was in Tokyo. I lived in near Musashi Kosugi. I'm sure a lot of our listeners know that name because it's a big station. It was about 20 minutes from Shibuya, 15 minutes from Shibuya, which is that big center where the dinosaur, you know,
Yeah, I've been like looking up, like trying to learn a little bit about different neighborhoods and pick out things that I want to see.
It's so cool. Japan is so cool.
There's this restaurant I saw. Restaurant and bar. I have no idea about it, but I just looked it up as like one of the random places you have to go, and it's called Kagaya.
Okay.
I think the name is Kagaya, and it's something like, there's like a very, very interesting, like the owner is like very, very funny and does a lot of crazy things. I don't know, guys, if you know about that one. I mean, it's possible I'm getting the name totally wrong, but that one looked very interesting and a little bit odd, but in like a fun way. So that's
Gosh. Yeah. You're going to, there's just so many cool places in Tokyo and Japan in general. I mean, so what do we want to talk about today for our listeners? Are we going to ask our listeners for a little help, advice?
We are, guys. I am coming to you because I need help. I need your advice. Like, there's nothing like a local's advice.
No, that's right.
So today, I'm gonna, you know, be asking you for advice, but I'm gonna be teaching the phrases that you need to know to ask someone advice when you're going on a trip.
Great. I love that idea. And obviously not all of our listeners are from Japan, guys. We know that.
But this is helpful for everyone.
Exactly. Even if you're not from Japan, guys, this episode is helpful for you today because you're going to get the phrases you need when you, well, really, if you come to the U.S. and you want to ask an American person where to go. Okay.
Right.
So this is good. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to Tokyo, Osaka, and Kyoto. So I'm very excited. So let's jump into the phrases. And Lindsay, I'm going to ask, you know, the questions. Yeah. And if you can help answer
good
them,
idea.
Let me know.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. The first phrase, the first question is, what are some of the best spots for? So, for example, what are some of the best spots for sushi?
Well, I found some great sushi spots just in my neighborhood. I feel like if you get away from the big touristy areas and you go to like a local spot, that's where you get kind of the good sushi. And you also get that neighborhood feeling. You feel like you are a local. There was a place that a friend of mine and I used to go every Tuesday night after work. We would go in and we would get sushi, and the sushi chef, he knew us.
Oh, fun.
And he always gave us like extra ginger because I used to eat the ginger like crazy. You know, they give you the ginger with your sushi.
Yeah.
I used to like eat like piles of that. I loved it. So he would see me and be like, okay, more ginger. Here you go.
Here's the girl who needs
Here's
the ginger.
Here's the gaijin, right? That's the word for foreigner in Japanese. Gaijin.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's, and one thing that I find interesting is that, I've watched, you know, some of the shows about sushi chefs and, it's very interesting. And some of them are so, I mean, very expensive places.
Yeah, we found a really expensive place in Roppongi Hills. And Roppongi Hills is like where all the embassies are. Mm-hmm. We went to you can get really fancy. You can spend a lot of money on sushi, or you could go to a local spot and spend like a reasonable amount, you know?
And what I was wondering about that is, because I eat sushi all the time here, and I know that it can't possibly compare to how it is in Japan. But I wonder if my palate is sophisticated enough. You know, like with a wine, like for example, with wine, I couldn't tell the difference between a $6 bottle of wine and an expensive wine. I don't have that palate.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's a similar thing with sushi? Do you think I could appreciate it in the same way that like some, I don't know.
I do think you can, Michelle, because I feel like
really
when you
that
have,
amazing.
When you, because it's so fresh. I mean, when you have good, fresh sushi, it tastes like butter.
Yeah.
You know, mean, it doesn't mean that every single place you go to in Tokyo will be extremely fresh, but I guess most of them will be fresher than in, you know, a place like Boston. I mean, one place I would recommend that you go is the Tsukiji Fish Market.
Oh, yes.
But be careful, because when I went, you know, most people, they go at 3 a.m, 4 in the morning, and you can see the tuna auction, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But most people like to have breakfast there. But I think what happened with us is we made the mistake. We had breakfast too early. So we got the sushi from the day before. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, you have to make sure you time it right, so you don't, you end up getting that day's sushi, not the day before. So.
No, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So just be careful there. But yeah, that's the coolest place.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, that's the thing, is I'm like, I would want to splurge on like a good meal. I just hope that I can appreciate it the same way somebody else would, because it's just that same analogy with the wine. I can't appreciate it, but I love sushi. So
yeah, I mean, don't overthink it, Michelle. I think part of the problem is when we're thinking too much with our minds, we're not tasting. We're not enjoying those sensations in the mouth. So just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just sit down and just eat it and see what you feel.
Yeah. So exactly. So I might do it. We'll see. We'll see. But I'm so excited. Again, that phrase was, what are some of the best spots for a blank? So you could say for sushi, for sightseeing, for shopping, right?
Yeah. Yeah, guys. And remember, obviously, if you're not from Japan, if you're not tuned into this conversation about Japan, this is very useful for when you visit an English speaking country as well. Okay. So this episode is for everyone today.
It absolutely is. Guys, we're talking about Japan today, but these are the phrases. We're teaching you key phrases that are like way more natural than anything you're going to see in your book and, you know.
Do you want to travel across the United States with Lindsay and Jessica? Visit Chicago, Wyoming, California? You can do it, and you can use our Bridge to Connection method to finally create real connections with natives in English. We'll show you how to do it in our daily study plan. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure to get in now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. What's your next question?
So the second question is, which neighborhoods should I check out? So what is check out, Lindsay?
Check out. I love that phrase. Yeah, very native, very natural. Should I explore?
Yeah.
Explore. Yes. Oh my gosh. I mean, there are so many cool neighborhoods to check out because Japan has an interesting fashion scene, I noticed. I mean, I really liked just trying to walk the city and just explore. I liked the neighborhood of, like Daikanyama is one neighborhood that I thought was really artsy and fashionable. Nakameguro in Tokyo. Jiogaoga. Those are also go to Yokohama, which is a different city in itself, but it's about half an hour south of Tokyo, but it's also really cool. They have an interesting Chinatown, a huge Chinatown. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't want to, well, I think we're going to get into that, in another question.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm starting to learn about the different neighborhoods and, you know, see what I might want to explore. And yeah, it seems like there are just a ton. It's huge.
Yes, it is huge. And then you have in Yoyogi Koen every Sunday, there's a tradition where the Harajuku girls come out and they wear these really interesting costumes and they kind of put themselves on display. That's kind of cool because they have a very niche fashion style. Kind of an alternative, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's quite a scene.
Okay, awesome. I'm excited. So the third question is, what's the blank like? You may have heard this, guys, but this is a very natural, you know, question. So for example, I could say, what's the nightlife like?
My God. Wow. If you like nightlife, if you're into nightlife, I mean, I'm only talking about Tokyo because that's where I live, not in Osaka or Kyoto. But if you want to go out, Michelle, and dance until 5 a.m, oh, you can do it. I mean, the thing is, in Tokyo, the trains, you know, they stop. I think they stop around 1. And so every time we went out, it was always a decision. Are we going for first train or last train, right? Are we going to stay out until the first train or are we going to take the last train home and make it an early night? Mm-hmm. And I was 24 at the time. So most of the time it was the first train. So there are some huge nightclubs, dance clubs. I don't know if you're really into that, but you can definitely go out, Michelle, if you want to in Tokyo. Oh my gosh.
Cool. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, that's what I hear. That's so, that's fun. Oh. We'll have to, I'm not normally into doing that stuff, but who knows when you're on vacation, you know, it'd be fun to see what it's like. So yeah, what's the blank like? So what's the nightlife like? What's the shopping culture like? What's the music scene like? Right?
Absolutely. Yes. Love that.
Okay. And number four question for you, Lindsay, is, well, question for everyone is where should I go for or where should I go to? So for example, where should I go for a great izakaya?
Yeah. I mean, I think this would be a good question for our listeners. So we should invite our listeners back to the blog. What number is this, Michelle? What episode?
Oh, it's, I don't know. Unfortunately.
I know. It's 672. Come back to the blog, guys. Write your advice from your favorite izakaya in Tokyo into the blog post comments. Okay, guys. So Michelle is going to come back to this blog post before she leaves Tokyo and she's going to check it. Okay. Cause I think our listeners would be much better at recommending that very specific local restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, and if you, any other, I mean, remember, I'm going to other places too. Osaka. Yeah. Kyoto, any other places you want to recommend in general? So, okay, so yeah. Where should I go for a great izakaya? Where should I go to meet locals? Where should I go to escape the crowds, right?
Yeah. You know, in Japan, when I was there, you could actually take a local, like the bullet train is a little expensive and it's kind of a cool experience. So you should do it. You should probably do it between Tokyo and Kyoto, but you can also take the local train. And Japan is so good in terms of having coverage of the train all over the country. You can ride the local train like out to like Noto Hanto, which is the side of the Japanese Sea, the peninsula. Oh. I mean, you can get everywhere on just the local train, and that would be get out into the countryside, right? Get out of Tokyo, out of the suburbs of Tokyo, and to see just the normal countryside. Because it sounds like you guys are going to like these big cities, right?
Right.
Right. So I would recommend at least one day, just take the local train and just explore the countryside. I mean, you're going to see a very different situation, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that kind of tags on to my next question, which is what are some less touristy places I can visit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just decide which direction you want to go to. I mean, I went to the Noto Hanto, Matsumoto, but you can go north, you can go south. I mean, there are so many places you can go.
yeah, definitely. Because I like, you know, I want to do, you know, of course, all the things that I, you know, are on my list. But then I'm like, oh, I don't, I'm also the type that likes to not do all too many touristy things. I want to really, I want to know what it feels like to maybe live in the city. Like, that's how I like to travel.
I totally agree with you, Michelle. I mean, there's nothing more like that makes you feel more alive than just being in a new place and just not knowing what's coming next.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And guys, so this word touristy, right? We use this as, you know, instead of tourist, we say touristy, like a touristy place. We kind of, that's a fun, that's a fun, very natural way to use the word.
I love that. Yeah. And we want to remind our listeners, guys, when you're offering your advice, offer the local spot. Tell us where you go, not where you normally suggest that tourists go. Right? No recommendations for Disneyland unless Michelle wants to go to Disneyland. Do you want to go to Disneyland?
No, I'm good.
Okay, give us the real places that you go to with your friends. All right, that's cool. I like that.
Exactly, exactly. And then the last one is, are there any you'd recommend? So, for example, are there any day trips you'd recommend, which you gave me? Are there any local restaurants you'd recommend? Those are some things that you could ask.
Oh, there's just so much to explore. What a fascinating country and culture. God, you are going to love it. You're going to love it.
I can't wait. I can't wait to eat the food. I can't wait for everything and just to explore.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. So anything else you want to know to let me know, guys, about my trip to Japan, please let me know. I've done a lot of research. So, I mean, there are some, I've just heard a lot of interesting things. For example, I know that the tipping culture is very different. I've obviously there's amazing food. I've heard that the people are extremely nice, which I can already say that I know from our listeners and from my students are just so nice.
Yep, that's right. And you wrote down here that the toilets are amazing.
Everybody tells me that the toilets are amazing.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're heated most of the time and they just have all kinds of gadgets and gizmos. And
So I've never been so excited to use a toilet in my life.
I know. It's really cool.
And then I've also heard that really, also that it's very clean and that there aren't too many trash cans on the street.
I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, to kind of avoid just getting trash everywhere, which is, you know, very interesting. So those are obviously these are just like some quick off the top of my head things that I know before going. I've done a lot more research that I'm not going to get into, but, for time, but please let me know what other things. And then I look forward to talking about this when I get back.
I know, Michelle. It's so cool because last year you went to India and we did an episode after you came back. And now let's do another episode after you come back to Japan, and we'll teach our listeners something new in terms of language. And you can talk to us about your trip, about what surprised you, what you didn't expect, that kind of thing. So that
would be good. Absolutely. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for your advice. And thank you to our listeners in advance for your advice. And definitely keep in mind all the places I'm going, because my timing is, I hope that I'll be able to check everything. And get your great advice.
Yeah, come back to the blog, guys, 672. Leave us your advice for Michelle. Let her have a local experience. We want to hear from you guys. All right, good.
Thanks. All right, thank you, Lindsay. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Have fun in Japan.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.